From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump welcomed Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and a large delegation to the White House Monday for talks aimed at further coordinating efforts to defeat Islamic State in northern Iraq.
Our main thrust is we have to get rid of ISIS. We're going to get rid of ISIS. It will happen. It's happening right now. A lot of things are different than they were even 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Mr. Trump lamented the 2011 withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq, but hoped for closer cooperation. Mr. Abadi later spoke of the progress made in recapturing IS-held territory.
We have gone a long way since 2 years ago. Nobody had imagined, even when I was here last year, that we'll be in Mosul today. And we have liberated the majority of Nineveh and majority of Mosul. And now the advance that our security forces has made is very courageous.
He also said he welcomes accelerated U.S. support, not only in the fight against Islamic State, but rebuilding Iraqi cities. Former U.S. Ambassador James Jeffrey, who met with the Iraqi delegation, said the mood there was upbeat.
I would say that delegation members were universally very positive with the reception they received with President Trump.
Meanwhile, in Mosul, Iraqi forces are trying to push into the old city despite stiff IS resistance. In a Shia district of southern Baghdad Monday, a car bomb claimed by Islamic State killed at least 23. Ghana's president is offering his condolences to the families of victims of a freak accident at a popular waterfall in which a large tree fell on and killed at least 18 people while they were swimming. Several others were injured. The tree, one of the largest in the area, fell during a storm Sunday at the waterfall in Kintampo, a popular tourist spot in Ghana's central Brong-Ahafo region. This is VOA News.